T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When I was a kid, I was fascinated with police officers.
Yeah?
I wanted to grow up, be a police officer. I even joined the Explorers Club, which was a group that worked with the police. And we did stuff like learning how to do search and rescue operations. And we rode along with police officers in their cars.
You played with Dora.
No, I did not.
Dora the Explorer,
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, my God.
The Police Explorers is an actual thing, and we would go out and do all this cool stuff. And one of the things I really loved about being in this Explorers group is we learned about the different secret codes that the police had. Like, you know, 1020 was their location, and they would have these different things for when they were taking a break or something.
10-4.
Yeah.
That meant okay.
Yeah.
I felt that way when I first got on a CB radio.
Right.
10-100. I think that's where I have to go to the bathroom.
I don't recall that. But there was also codes, and code brown was one that I always remember.
Oh, that might have been the bathroom.
That was the bathroom one.
It was.
For real?
Code brown was when you had to go to the bathroom bad, and it was going to be like a little longer than code yellow. So they would, you know, be like, I got to take a code brown. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
What's code red, Dan?
Code red means hurry. It's bad. It's urgent.
Wow.
But that doesn't have anything to do with that.
I thought medical issues.
No. Yeah. But there was a code brown recently. A man was in pretty rough shape. He was driving home, and the police got behind him. He was going too fast.
Okay.
They pulled him over, and he said he had a code brown. He was trying to get home because he really, really needed to go.
All right.
Well, the cops were a little bit suspicious he might have had a drink or two.
Mm-hmm.
So they checked him out, and he was drunk. They also found he had a loaded gun and matched the description of someone who had been firing a gun into the air earlier that night. And third, he kicked one of the cops during all of this.
Oh, boy.
So they put him in the back of the police car to take him to jail. Only problem was he was not lying about the code brown.
No.
So he had an accident in the back of the car, and then on the way to jail, he had another accident in the back of the car. So now he is facing charges, including wanton endangerment, fleeing, driving under the influence, resisting arrest and assault, and an illegal code brown. So he's in a lot of trouble at this point. This mugshot of him, he's probably not a young guy. I don't think he's in his 20s. He's probably in his 30s
50.
Or 40s, and maybe higher. But that just made me think about, you know, the times when you just didn't think you were going to make it.
Oh, my gosh.
And what you were going to do about it. And just speeding home is not the best answer because you could end up in a lot of trouble like this guy.
I had a buddy of mine. He was jogging at Tybee Island. We were there just to kind of hang poker buddies. And he was jogging, and he couldn't find the restroom and had to throw away his jogging shorts.
Well, there's a lot of wide open spaces at Tybee.
That was halfway through his jog.
So what did he do the rest of the jog?
Well, he got a towel or something. I don't know.
He walked.
Marie Paris just wrote in on Facebook and said 10-200 means to poop because my husband is a cop.
Okay. All right. I thought it was 10-100, but it was 10-200.
Well, okay. Should we just...
Wow. 10-100 is going to pee.
Yeah. Oh, it could be.
Number one, number two.
Well, you learned wrong in
Code Brown. Is Explorers also a Club. Thing too, but yeah, I know a guy. When I was in high school, our church got together this big thing. We did car washes and all this, saved up money so we could go to the Holy Land, and so we took this group from our church, flew to Israel and Egypt, and saw the pyramids and all this. We all came back home with a bacteria that had never been seen in our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us were quarantined. I couldn't leave my house for 2 weeks.
Mm.
It was in the summer, so it didn't keep me from missing school, but it was kind of a bum deal.
You only dream of that now, don't you?
Yeah. But one of my friends didn't realize he had it until he had been out, and he was trying to get home in time and ended up having his house was locked, and he ended up having to run around to the side of their house in his mom's garden.
Oh, yeah.
And so he thought of that every time they were eating tomatoes.
Oh, wow. Fertilizer, a little fertilizer.
It's just not as good when you know that.
See, you know, and I think everybody's got a Code Brown story. I mean, and I probably told you all the time when I was in second grade.
Your mom had to come get you.
Yeah, I was in second grade, and I couldn't find the bathroom, and it was a new school. And so
wasn't anymore.
My mom showed up, and I'm like, why's mom here? I didn't tell anybody, see.
Really? You didn't have to.
The teacher knew.
Well, I was in first grade, and I knew where the bathroom was.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to go.
Yeah. My kids now, they don't want to go at school. Not at all.
My mom picked me up, too.
Did she?
Yeah, I told the nurse I was sick and I needed to call mom to pick me up.
See, I didn't say anything to anybody. I thought, well, maybe they won't notice.
and that just worries me about you.
That was about 11 o'clock in the morning.
How would you think no one would notice?
I was in the second grade.
I was in second grade. I peed my pants, and I wouldn't come out of the bathroom because I knew people would notice.
Well, they'll notice that. You're wet down the front.
Yeah, I mean, anybody would notice that.
Yeah.
The other one you can hide, kind of.
You were the stinky kid.
Well, for a little while.
Yeah.
You know every kid in that school was talking about you.
Well, you know what? I don't even know any of those kids anymore, except Jeff Taze. And I see him on Facebook every once in a while, and he reminds me of the story. I think Jeff noticed, too.
Code Brown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.